Hey, this is Lay Black. You're listening to Justin Wayne, baby.
Yo, this is General Roots, and we're listening to the Justin Wayne Show. Tune in every time.
Well, welcome back once again to the Discovery 2 preview. Of course, it is Thursday, the 22nd of November. Happy Thanksgiving to those of you Londoners who are Americans or who celebrate Thanksgiving, because it's fun. It's eating is fun. But the doors are at 8 p.m. At the AAA over there in Kensington. You can head over and see more about the AAA, which is under a beautiful restaurant called Archangel, which I'm sure you could have a nice, you know, Thanksgiving-esque meal before the gig at AAA.uk.net. The We Got Tickets event ID is 191835. We'll obviously have all the links and stuff on the website for you if you want to go check that out. You can check out all the bands and all the and more information about them over at facebook.com/discoverytalent. Alex and Umang are on the line as always. Hi, guys. How's it going?
Hi, Justin. All right, thanks.
Good.
Hey, Justin. It's going great.
Good. This is a special Discovery 2 because you guys have been working with Zimbalum for a very long time, and they've been providing discounted rates for all of the Discovery alumni. And this week, it is they're bringing some Zimbalum artists down to the AAA, and they're going to show off their bands.
Yeah, because they're a digital distribution company, and they're part of Believe Digital, and it's good because they've got a really good starter platform for emerging bands, and they provide all the tools so the bands can get all their music up on iTunes, Spotify, Amazon, etc., and various streaming services and YouTube as well. So and they can get good royalty accounting and in-depth analytics. So it's all really helping the DIY side of things. And if they do well on Zimbalum, then they can progress onto Believe. They might get picked up on the Believe label.
It's a French based sister company, isn't it?
Yeah, and they've got offices all over the world. They seem to be growing.
That's true.
Yeah, last time we spoke to them, we just heard that they were expanding like mad, weren't they?
Yeah.
They do have
so
offices.
So I'm hoping
here
this will
the,
be the first of many showcases that we do with them. But these are the hottest acts on Zimbalum right now.
Fantastic. And they are The Mouth of Ghosts, Lini Atlantis, Mikkeli, and Jennifer Left. We're going to play all four of them for you now. And we'll talk a bit more about them in a minute. I know I just cut you off, Alex, but we'll speak more after we hear from the first band, which is I'm going to play the Jennifer Left song first. And you can find her more about her at jenniferleft.com. And she's we'll talk more about her in a minute. Let's just hear the song. The song is called Diggory, and this is a Discovery 2 preview. Join us on Thursday, 22nd of November.
Twice his face, his work is never done. The day.
Once again, that was Jennifer Left. The song is called Diggory, and you can see her at the Zimbalum Showcase down at Discovery 2 the 22nd of November, this Thursday, at the AAA in Kensington in beautiful London, England. How's the winter weather? Is the winter weather rainy and horrible now that it's getting towards that horrible? Or has it been nice there?
It's been a bit mixed, really, hasn't it?
One day it's really, really cold and you whack your heating up, and then the next day it's suddenly really warm.
I tell you, I made this one big mistake, and Alex and I were having a meeting up in Hertfordshire. I came out in London and I was like, it's warm enough just to wear my gilet and a t-shirt and some jeans. Come up to Hertfordshire, my arms are freezing. It depends where you go. I mean, as soon as you go up to Hertfordshire, it drops like 10 degrees.
Well, Jennifer Left has been an artist that you guys have had at Discovery 2 before. So was her involvement with Zimbalum as a result of being part of Discovery before? Or how has that worked?
No, she was already with them.
Okay.
And Chris and Freya, who work at Zimbalum, they chose the acts and ran them by us, and they asked us what we thought of Jennifer Left. And yes, we had her on before with a full band. This time she's going to just play with more of a stripped down set. But we like what she's doing, and with the single coming out, we thought it'd be a good time for her to play again. It was the end of August she played before. So I think...
That was a dark time for me, wasn't it?
Why was it a dark time for you?
Because I was comparing.
Oh.
And, I drank a bit too much.
It happens to all of us,
Sumang. Never drink on the job, guys. Never drink on the job.
I was DJing.
Yeah.
And suddenly, the sound man was signaling to me that the band was going on, and Umong was nowhere to be seen.
Oh,
so.
No.
I then had to take the stage.
I mean, if Emma Bartholomew or Annie Lavelle are listening to this, it's because they were chatting me up, both of them, at the same time.
Uh-huh. Well, we'll put that down. That's been documented and cannot be... yes. Yeah. They can't argue about that. So that's... They were chatting you up. There's nothing else anyone can say.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's always a fun time down at Discovery, and it is a bar. There are places you can buy alcohol, so it happens.
Yeah.
And Zimbalum are running a networking session early for music industry, so that'll be great.
Oh, cool.
So we're going to get the sound checks done early, and then they're inviting the different partners and industry people. So that'll be great. So we'll have an hour and a half of networking before the main Discovery show starts.
Cool.
So it should be a busy night, basically.
Yeah.
Great vibes.
Certainly, if you're involved in the music scene at all, you should certainly come on down. Zimbalum are good people to know in the London area. And obviously, with the rest of the music industry, certainly a good place to be on Thursday night.
So I think I just want to make the point of that. Zimbalum also really support new music. So if you are someone who's, you know, very new into the scene and the industry, you know, just talking to them, they can give you so much advice. Just follow their blog, for example. I find a lot of information for that.
Cool.
Yeah, it's very informative, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, let's play a couple more tracks, and then we'll talk about what you guys are going to be doing next week, which is a lot of stuff. You got a very busy week next week at Discovery, a very busy end of the November. For Discovery 2. And if you want to go check out Discovery 2 on the web, it's discovery-talent.co.uk. Lots of fancy stuff happening over there. Ray has been doing a fantastic job with the site and updating it with the new images and things. So check that out. We're going to hear next, in one song's time, we'll hear from Leaving Atlantis, who are leavingatlantis.com. They divide their time between London and Copenhagen. Very interesting. And as that, they've had some nice things said about them, just like with its crestfallen strings, soothe sultry female vocal and weighty electronica. This dramatic ballad grabbed us instantly, which is they're talking about the single, which we're going to play for you in just a moment. But right now, we're going to hear from Mikkeli, who's a hugely exciting band, that explodes this classic melodic sounds of the 70s. Sounds that I feel like I should do that thing from that Quentin Tarantino film where he's talking very sounds. I can't do it. I've tried before. But you're gonna hear from mickoli.com or .co.uk, MICCOLI.co.uk. You can check them out there. The new single is called Isle Stranger. It's right now. It's the Discovery 2 preview.
So here it is, here I go. I'm tired of the street, tired of your show, but I don't really get this. I've told you once, I can't do it twice. It's not fair to me, cause I'm dying tonight and I don't really get this. Same.
that night. I could change with a sip of air and my red light glow. Tell my stories written right before my eyes, like a handful of sand. We're the same. Coming, going in and out of cycle, blinded by the light. Be the sun inside yourself and hold on. Keep the dream alive.
That is Leaving Atlantis, leavingatlantis.com. They will obviously be there on Thursday night, Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving. And we're here with the Discovery 2 preview. Alex and Umung are still on the phone. We've got a lot of you've got a lot of things coming up for Discovery 2. Oh, and one thing we were talking about in the break there is that we don't really know how to say Mikolai. There's a lot of different ways to say it, so I'm sure they can educate us on how to say it at some point. But if we've said it wrong, our apologies. At least my apologies. I don't know if Umung apologizes, but I certainly do. So We've got one more band for you. We're going to play The Mouth of Ghosts in just a moment, who are at themouthofghosts.com. So you want to go check out them there. They've been talked about by Tom Robinson, which is always a good person to have talking about you. And you guys have two different things coming up next week. So let's talk about those a little bit. You've got the regular sort of end of the month Discovery 2, because obviously this Symbolum thing is a special thing happening on Thursday. You've got next week's big Discovery 2, which is every at last Thursday of the month, and on Friday, because they're starting out something new. So tell us about next week and what's going to be going on.
We've got the Torques, who are a punk ska band, coming back to play Discovery 2 next Thursday with the Lino, who's an acoustic rapper, and Jade Hopcroft, who's starting to get quite a bit of attention on blogs, and The Blue Walrus and Killing Moon, and she's got a single coming out, so that's really great that she's promoting that. And then we have got Friday Discovery Rocks. We just decided that we'd try a Friday night, because a lot of people complain they have to go to work the next day. Mm. And so we're going to really rock out
till 2 a.m.
That'll be the first discovery, hopefully.
It looks like a good turnout already, actually. We've sold a lot of tickets online. But we're going to turn it into a club afterwards as well.
Very cool. That's exciting. Is this something you're just trying out right now, and then it's going to be happening, continuing to go on possibly in the future?
Yes, that's what we'd like to do, and maybe take it to other venues as well.
Yeah.
Oh, I left a band out who are playing on Thursday, and actually it's an exciting band, the Carnabies. They won the Emergenza London UK final. It's a big band competition, and they ended up playing at a festival in Germany, and they mix funk, rock and soul. So we're really delighted to have them on. And then on the Friday, we've got Rabba, who Umong also works with.
Rabba. We just started working with them as their management, Chaos and Bedlam. Good boys, very good boys. A lot of my girlfriends want to marry them. So women, please do turn up to the gig, apparently. We've got Portlights, who I'm excited about, because they have NME radio backing, don't they?
They're doing an NME advertising campaign, and they're getting supported by a lot of the local radio stations. They're originally from Shropshire and North Wales, and they've done a few gigs in London, but this is really part of their tour to promote their new single.
Very cool.
And Linda Harrison, who we met at Metropolis when we did the Power Down. She did an acoustic set, so with her and her piano, but now she's bringing a guitarist to recreate that same energy she would have in a live band. So that's exciting.
And then we've got a young London guitar band called Recall.
Fantastic.
So we've got a lot of bands playing in the next few days.
Absolutely.
I'm not going to get any sleep.
And all that information and stuff is over at it's either on the website at discovery-talent.co.uk or make friends with us on Facebook, which is facebook.com/discoverytalent. Thanks once again to Alex and Umong for joining me. Always a pleasure, never a chore.
Sorry, we meant to be like.
And then you say, "Oh, thanks, thanks very much, thanks for having me."
Thanks for all your support, right. As always, Justin.
Not like we haven't done this before. So do check that out. Lots of stuff going on. Discovery this week on Thanksgiving, 22nd of November, is the Symbolum showcase. And then, of course, coming up next week are two other gigs. So you'll have your full fill of Discovery 2 for November, which should take you in to the new year. Because there isn't a Discovery in December, is there?
No.
Well,
apart from a birthday.
Oh, yes. Yeah. It'll be Umong's birthday at the end of the world. So that'll be fun. But thanks again for joining us, you guys. And do check out all the episodes of the podcast are at discovery-talent.co.uk. You click on podcast. You can listen to all the previous episodes, including this podcast, if you're listening to it on iTunes. Fantastic. We're on iTunes now. Yay. Woo. I don't know what that was. I think that was a symbol, actually. So, So check us out there. And we'll speak to you. If we don't see you on Thursday, we'll see you next week. At Discovery 2. This last tune is, as I already said, The Mouth of Ghosts. The Mouth of... Ooh, The mouth. Ooh. The mouth. It's creepy. The mouth of ghosts.
They're on a label called Red Dragon Records. Do you know Red Dragon Records?
I don't, but I should. I'll have to go check it out.
Yeah.
Once again.
Trip-hoppy.
We're excited. We're excited about these guys. Tom Robinson did say, effortless, ethereal, frankly gorgeous, is what he said about them. And you can decide for yourself right now. We'll see you very soon. This has been the Discovery 2 preview. And this is When the Sun Sets by the Mouth of Ghosts.
Calm down till you see them.